911 call centers were also disrupted in several states. Officials posted warnings and shared alternate phone numbers on social media while service was being restored.
The outage has affected the Paris Olympics, where organizers say some Olympic delegations' arrivals, as well as the delivery of some uniforms and accreditations, were delayed. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear before Congress on Monday. She's expected to be grilled about the security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to get a clear shot at former President Donald Trump. The firefighter who was killed has been laid to rest in Pennsylvania. CBS News Chicago's Charlie DeMar was there when hundreds showed up to see the cortege.
He was arrested last year during a reporting trip, one that Russia alleges was CIA espionage, spying on a Russian tank factory. According to the Kremlin, he was caught red-handed, but closed proceedings have made zero evidence public for what the Wall Street Journal called a foregone conclusion.
This is a sham trial, sham proceedings, sham charges.
President Biden says he's pushing hard for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich after today's sentencing of 16 years in prison. Louisiana's new law requiring public schools and universities to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms is put on hold. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Louisiana public schools cannot post the Ten Commandments until at least November 15 under order from a federal judge who is expected to issue a ruling on lawsuits. They were filed by nine families with children in public schools after Governor Jeff Landry signed the Ten Commandments bill into law last month.
I did not think that posting the Ten Commandments in a school would be so controversial.
The state is also ordered to not set any policies on posting the commandments before the judge's ruling.
Is it okay to eat moldy bread? CBS's Stacey Lynn with an expert's answer.
You build the perfect sandwich, piled high with meats and veggies and spreads. And then when you go to eat it, you notice the bread has mold on it. Everything's so expensive these days, you don't just want to throw it out. So can you just cut out those little green splotches and eat it? Food safety expert Dr. Sood says no.
Never eat bread that has mold on it. And the parts that do not have visible mold are not safe either.
That's because he says there could be many more mold spores present and not visible to the naked eye.
The visible mold is just a small...
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Starbucks is brewing up a new type of coffee cup. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
At this Starbucks east of San Francisco, the plastic dome lids that usually top cold beverages are now white. This customer was happy to see the new compostable cups.
I think that's a great idea. It's better for the environment.
The change seems to be in accordance with the local anti-plastic ordinance.
We are so excited about it.
But Liz Accord with Alameda Public Works says it remains to be seen if the paper lids will actually break down in the compost stream.
The compostability of that product would depend on whether it is fully biodegradable.
Starbucks is also testing reusable coffee cups at nearby locations. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Alameda, California.
The Sundance Institute announces six finalists in its search for a new host location for the film festival. They are Atlanta, Cincinnati, Boulder, Louisville, Santa Fe, and its current location, Park City, Utah. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. It's 71 right now.
WRJN. Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. We'll be right back.
thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring that to me.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved. sat down, there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop, thank you, baby. I want to stop, and thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Snoopy.
Come on. Now, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
What time it was?
talking left for Alzheimer's.
Thank you. skin, oh, Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The faulty software update that caused havoc worldwide for airlines, hospitals, and governments also had smaller impacts, like getting in the way of people buying their morning coffee. CBS News Los Angeles' Jasmine Veal reports.
It was the blue screen of death inside this Starbucks Friday morning.
Came in and registers are down, mobile ordering was down,
everything's down.
These customers at least made off with some free coffee. The disruption also impacted business.